Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, we've got Whitechapel guitarist Zach Householder. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Jackie. It's good to hear from you.
The new Whitechapel album is called Mark of the Blade. It's out now. By the way, I got the Whitechapel Mark of the Blade blade, and it's awesome. So thank you.
wait, you got the actual light?
The blade from Metal Blade. It's pretty awesome.
That's pretty sick.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's under my bed, so if anybody breaks in, they're getting stabbed in the face with it.
You're going to somehow hurt them with a saw blade without hurting yourself. Good luck.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think you can definitely hurt somebody with it, but I probably shouldn't talk too much about that. Practically every review of Mark of the Blade mentions Phil's clean vocals. It was like a news item even before the album was released. Did you ever think it would be such a big deal?
Well, I mean, we've always wanted to try it because, you know, the genre of deathcore is just real strict anyway, and we just kind of said, you know, screw it, and just always wanted to try it. And, you know, it never, the past two albums didn't really feel right time and right place, but the song and the material were there and it felt good. And yeah, I mean, I was looking forward to it. Did I know it was going to be a big deal? I knew people were going to talk about it and either love or hate it, but I mean, it seems to be, if of all the songs in the album, if those two songs got done the way they did, that's the most important part, and they turned out great. So I mean, it should be a big deal, because I mean, in the, not saying that in a pompous way, but it's just, you know, they are good songs. I mean, just sitting back and listening to them, like, feels killer.
Full Metal Jackie with Whitechapel guitarist Zach Householder on the show with us. Want to play you a tune off the latest Whitechapel record, Mark of the Blade. This is Bring Me Home. Planets Collide from Crowbar. And Crowbar, by the way, recently announced details on a new album called The Serpent Only Lies. That'll be out on October 28th. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Zach Householder of Whitechapel on the show with us this evening, talking about the latest album, Mark of the Blade. And the record shows a noticeable amount of musical diversity, establishing a precedent to go in any number of different directions with future albums. Was that a calculated plan or just a fortunate result?
I think it was very calculated, because I mean, you know, we're older now. We just don't want to write the same stuff over and over again. And I think we all have such, you know, eclectic taste in music that it was inevitable for it to happen, you know? So, I mean, yeah, we're going to write what we're feeling and what we're all vibing on at the time, and it just happened to be a lot different, you know. The past three albums have been kind of different, you know? They've gradually stepped that way, so it's going to keep doing that.
Zach Householder of Whitechapel with us on the show. Going to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, also new music from Anthrax. More with Zach. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Whitechapel guitarist Zach Householder on the show with us tonight. And we're talking about Mark of the Blade again. It's the latest album. It's out now. And Zach, could you tell us what changes most from album to album about the way you, Alex, and Ben interact as guitarists?
I think, if anything, you know, we've got a pretty good understanding about how we do things. And I think if anything changes from album to album, it's that we just feel each other a lot more, because, you know, we're around each other all the time, and, you know, you can kind of read each other. And I think it's less about a ego thing and more about, you know, what can anybody else add to the song to make it better, you know, because it's for the you know, the idea is to make the song as good as possible. And the more heads you have in the pot in the mix, you know, it's going to be more possibilities. So I think that's what changes the most is, you know, it's not, every song's not really that super one-sided. Even if, like this last album, I wrote, you know, probably 65% of the material, but that doesn't mean things didn't change from the time we were writing to when it was recorded, because everybody had their heads in the mix, and it, you know, it took on form and shape from everybody else being in the mix.
Full Metal Jackie, coming up, gonna get to music from a new band that features music from Killswitch Engage, Cannibal Corpse, and the Black Dahlia Murder. We're gonna be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Zach Householder from Whitechapel on the show with us tonight. Whitechapel, been around for like 10 years now. What expectations for your career came to fruition, and what was completely unexpected?
Honestly, just, you know, the longevity of it. That was never, you know, I didn't know what to think when we first started and what was going to happen. You know, it was a gamble. We were young, and I think just, you know, being able to make a living off music is a dream come true. You know, it's got its, every job's got its ups and downs, but just the fact that we can make a living, and, you know, we're not living like rock stars by any means, but we're, you know, we can function day to day, and that's what came to fruition that really surprised all of us, I think, is just being able to do this as a full-time job. And, you know, I wouldn't have expected that 10 years ago by any means, and very grateful for it.
Zach Householder from Whitechapel is with us. And coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to get to new music from Red Fang, Metallica, more with Zach. It's all coming up on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Zach Householder from Whitechapel on the show with us tonight. And Whitechapel, been around for like 10 years now. What expectations for your career came to fruition, and what was completely unexpected?
Honestly, just, you know, the longevity of it. That was never, you know, I didn't know what to think when we first started and what was going to happen. You know, it was a gamble. We were young, and I think just, you know, being able to make a living off music is a dream come true. You know, it's got its, every job's got its ups and downs, but just the fact that we can make a living, and, you know, we're not living like rock stars by any means, but we're, you know, we can function day to day, and that's what came to fruition that really surprised all of us, I think, is just being able to do this as a full-time job. And, you know, I wouldn't have expected that 10 years ago by any means, and very grateful for it.
It's Full Metal Jackie coming up. New music from Red Fang. We'll also hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also get to more with Zach from Whitechapel. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Zach Householder of Whitechapel with us. Pick up the latest album, Mark of the Blade. The band's going to be touring through the fall. I mean, it's going all the way through late November. What are your plans beyond that? Are you going to have a break?
Actually, no. We do this tour in the fall with Suicide Silence. And when we come back home, we have like 3 days, and we go over to Europe for like 4 weeks. And we're doing doing a tour over there for headlining, and the Never Say Die tour. And then after that, we'll be home for the majority of the winter, thank God. It's been a busy year so far, so.
Got it. Well, good luck with all that's to come. And congrats again on this record, Mark of the Blade. It's out now. And thank you for the deadly blade that is under my bed now.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.